Welcome back to Hope College Football on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. Hope College leads this very important MIAA contest 21-7 at halftime against an inspired, trying football team. And during that last break, Ron Weatherby, you said this one's a long way from being over. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking out here that this ball club from Trine has not had the punt yet. It's been Hope College, and I think this is probably, if you had to pick one, this has been Hope's first best ball game so far as a team.
They've had sustained drives. They've protected. They've got a nice combination of passing and running on offense. And the defense, as I pointed out, has given up some sustained drives to the Thunder, but they've done a really good job. They stopped trying on downs deep in Hope's territory on like the 20-yard line, and they were able to foil two field goal attempts.
They made key plays at key times.
And the key plays and big plays have been a part of this story of Hope College throughout this season. We've seen some unusual plays, kickoff returns, a 90-yard kickoff return by Boddy, and a Lindemuller picking up an onside kick attempt and running it back into the end zone for a touchdown, and a point after touchdown kick being picked up and returned. We've seen some very unusual plays throughout this season, but Hope College has also been able to pull off the big play when they had to, and that coupled with sustained drives from the Flying Dutchman like we see this afternoon really makes for a winning record, and that of course is just what the Flying Dutchman have.
Well, in this first half we saw a couple of guys get injured as well, and a couple of key people as Boddy went off, and they didn't put any tape on him. They looked at his ankle out there, and he started walking around on it. So I expect to see him back, and Jackson was in, but he was not running like Sean Jackson had run earlier in the ball game, and so Boersma took his place.
After picking up 50 yards and a touchdown, Sean Jackson was injured. He was just running around end. He avoided a tackle and then went down without being hit, but immediately he grabbed his leg. It ended up being an ankle. We could see him being worked on right below us on the training table. And he's got a bad ankle. And, you know, you have said many times throughout this season on and off the air that Jackson has been very durable, and that has been a key component for the success of Hope College offense. Jackson is not a big man by any means, and he carries the ball a lot. Hope asks a lot of him. And he's been, I don't recall him being out another play this season. I don't know if he's gone out limping before, maybe once or twice. But this is the longest time sustained that he's been out, and Hope College just needs that fine play from their outstanding tailback.
Well, they have a bye next week, and so if they win this ball game before they have to take on Albion, they do have 2 weeks to get the guys back in shape. So that's a good bye if they're able to win this one.
Beginning of the season, I looked at the Hope schedule, and I thought that was the worst spot in the world for a bye. And I thought, who wants that second-to-last game of the season? But right now, the way it's stacking up, that Hope-Albion game is going to be an extremely important football game. And it is a great place for the bye, though everything's fallen in line for the Flying Dutchman. Last week, by the way, the results of the football games last week saw Albion defeating Alma 28-24. Now, Albion's undefeated in the MIAA. They're 3-0 on top of the MIAA. And Alma has not won a ball game, but it shows the parity in the MIAA that Albion was just able to beat Alma by 4 points. And then Olivet, who would have seen this one coming? Olivet defeated Adrian, I think, on the last play of the game, 21-17. And that knocked Adrian out of first place and put the league up for grabs. And then Hope, of course, did a nice job against the Hornets, beating Kalamazoo 27-17. So here's the deal. Albion is on top of the conference right now, 3-0. Olivet is playing at Albion. That was a 1 p.m. start. We don't have any scores on that one, but I would like to know how that is going. We'll see if Greg Chandler, if he gets that posted online, we'll let you know as soon as we see it. You can check the MIAA website as well and see if that score comes up. Albion is undefeated, and they are up against Olivet. Hope is here at Trine, of course, leading 21-7 during the Mike's Mobile halftime show. And then it is Adrian at Kalamazoo. And Adrian is coming off that loss to Olivet. They're going to want to take revenge out on the Hornets. But Kalamazoo has a pretty good ball club, too, and can score points and has got an outstanding sophomore quarterback. So that's a long one from being won. Ron, you said this game's a long way from being done. There's not a game in the MIAA that I can call the winner with a lot of certainty.
Well, you're right there. Trying coming back out on the field and warming up their kickers again for the second half as we're at 7:02 left in this halftime ceremony. The Trine band is out on the field and giving a performance, doing a little dance as well as playing their instruments, and he gets the fans all riled up across the way.
Senior Evan Finch of Ann Arbor is 3 out of 3 for his PATs this afternoon. He's in striking distance of being the most prolific single-season field goal kicker in the Flying Dutchman history. Finch has made 9 field goals this season. He's just one short of the school record. Doug Cooper has that, 1986. That record goes all the way back to 86. And Dai Dang of 1987. So Hope had a couple outstanding place kickers back in the mid-80s, but Evan Finch can tie and surpass those this season. He hasn't had an attempt in this ball game. He is tied with Keck on top of the MIAA in field goal proficiency. In fact, he, after those two missed by Keck in that first half in this ball game, I think Evan Finch, as far as percentage of field goals made, is on top of the MIAA now. Finch, by the way, was named Michigan Intercollegiate Athletic Association Special Teams Player of the Week. He has 21 career field goals. The kicking game for Hope College has been another part of the story of their success. When you've got the leading field goal kicker and the leading punter in the league, that really helps on special teams. And DeVries and Finch have been doing an outstanding job throughout the season and throughout last season helping their teams.
Well, Kick has been out there practicing his kicks out there and field goals, and he's had the ball placed at the 25. He's working his way across the field from the hash mark to the other hash mark, and he's been perfect so far. When you set under that tee, take your time, move up there, and kick the ball.
It makes a big difference when you don't have somebody that's 280 pounds barring their teeth and coming at you. And incidentally, you have to love the fact that the kicker for Trine is named Keck, K-E-C-K, Keck the kicker. Well, we'll take one more break here during the halftime show, brought to you by Mike's Mobile. And when we get back, Ron Weatherby will be all set for the exciting second half of this contest. It's Hope 21, Trine 7, and you're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. A nice military salute by the Trine Marching Band. The band now leaves the field. Hope College players back on the field. Hope in their white away jerseys. White jerseys, blue numerals trimmed with orange. Their blue pants that in this damp weather almost look black. Hope, of course, with their blue helmets with the anchor. Trine looks a little like Penn State, I think. White helmets, blue jerseys, white numerals, white pants. Trine, after having MIAA championships in 08, 09, and 10, have fallen a little bit on hard times here in the 2013 campaign, having lost all three of their first MIAA contests. Hope College working to stay alive in the MIAA race. Hope has a bye next week, and they will meet league-leading Albion the week after that. Now, Albion, there's no certainty that they're going to come into that Hope game undefeated, because Albion has Olivet this afternoon, and they've got the Adrian Bulldogs next week. So if Albion loses one or two games, then Hope will be on top, and the conference championship will be between Hope and Adrian. If Albion defeats Adrian next week, it will be between Hope and Albion, providing Hope wins here at Trine, where they lead 21-7. It'll be an interesting end. The three teams that are, now there are other teams that mathematically, providing a whole bunch of unlikely things would happen, there are a lot of teams that still are in play for the championship, but the three teams that have a realistic shot at a part of or sole possession of the MIAA are Albion, Adrian, and Hope College. And there's going to be a lot of football action, and I'll tell you what, whatever happens, that Hope-Albion game in 2 weeks at Smith Stadium at 1 o'clock is one that you want to pay attention to, because that is an important ball game. If you like Hope Athletics, that's one you want to put into your calendar and get out and see. That's in 2 weeks, 1 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. And you don't want to miss the second half of this one either, as Ron Weatherby is going to bring you the play-by-play. Hope College won the toss, deferred, and is going to receive the football, running left to right, north to south on your radio dial. And they're going to want to increase that 21-7 lead that they enjoy right now. But Trine has shown they can score points, they can move the football. And as Ron Weatherby said at the Mike's Mobile halftime show, this one is a long way from being over.
Second half kickoff being presented by Hank's Auto Service on Benoman Drive for better results. The kick is short, and it was caught up on about the 32-yard line by one of the up backs for the Flying Dutchman, and so decent field position for Hope College. Hope gets the kickoff in the second half, and that Trine won the toss and wanted the ball and did something with it, took it right down and scored. 21-7, Hope with the lead. We're just underway. Body is back out. He split out to the right, Reinert to the left, Jackson in the backfield. And we have flags go flying all over the place. Illegal procedure is going to go against Hope College.
That's not a good way to start the half. Hope College didn't have a penalty called in the first half. First play of the second half, they jump off sides. Ouch.
So I'm not sure just what happened. It looked like the center possibly did not snap the ball, because we had several people moving. And Atwood just kind of stood up, and they didn't have anything in his hand.
And Hope did have one called on him in the first half. I apologize.
Atwell back to throw, fires the ball. It is caught. And Breinert with a catch on the 39 or 40-yard line. He is hit immediately as he pulled that one down. And he's being kind of unmercifully dropped to the turf out there as he just came up and made the hit, and bang.
Third catch of the day for Taylor, including a touchdown pass in that first half.
James Gregory came up and made that good hit. It'll be second down and four for the Flying Dutchman, a pickup of six. Hope comes out, one running back in the backfield, trips to the left side, tight end on the right, two double fake. And as a man open, body is open.
Vernon, he's going to go.
Body open on the play, wide open. And I mean about by 30 yards. And it was Atwell that uncorked that one. All he had to do was catch it and run it in.
I could see the smile on Michael Atwell's face here. I'm 70 yards away. And that was before he threw the ball, because he saw body. And no one was within 20 yards of Vincent, who snuck way behind the defense. Atwell saw him. He almost kicked a leg up in the air as he threw the ball a mile and a half. Body made the reception, scored the touchdown.
Finch with the extra point. It is good. And Hope College adds to their lead as they go up 28-7 early in this second half on a Atwell, the body pass for the touchdown.
What a way to start the second half of play. Good. As just a great, great long pass, and whoever saw that one did a great job.
Good way to test your sore ankle, isn't it? Buddy with a little limp out there as he probably went out to his position and turned on the Jets.
That was a 60-yard pass from Atwell to Boddy. Incidentally, that's not Boddy's long reception of the season.
So Aaron Mick will line it up. He'll kick it off. Durham back deep for the Thunder. And a nice kick. It's going to be taken in the end zone. Trine's going to take it out, and he is tripped up. Nice one-handed tackle. And that one was by number 30 for the Flying Dutchman, coming down and making the stop. On the traveling roster, I don't have a number 30 for the Flying Dutchman. So the Thunder will have the ball. They trail 28-7. D back with one running back. That's Gunn. Hand off to Gunn, and Gunn tries the right side and gets a couple yards. Linda Muller was over, first one on the tackle for the Flying Dutchman. Pick up on the play of about 1 yard is all. And so the Hope defense checking with Coach Ricketts on a second down and 9 for the Thunder. Gage corner splits out wide to the left. He's got a man in the slot. Barton. D is back about 3 steps. Goes, takes a quick look, fires it out in the flat, and it is caught by corner on a little hook pattern. Got away from Schrader, and Santino De Caesar came up and made the tackle along with Kobe Kirk. So a pickup of only a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 4 for the Thunder.
That was Michael Atwell's 16th touchdown pass of this season, and that was Vincent Boddy's 8th touchdown catch of this season. His long, by the way, was 75 yards, so this 60 yards has to rank in second place.
D gets some pressure, starts to run, and he is going to be hit and brought down back on the 20-yard line. Good pressure by the Flying Dutchman, and they were able to make the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. So it'll bring up a fourth down and forcing the first punt of the ball game for the Thunder from Trine. Augie Mata back deep for the Flying Dutchman, standing on Hope's 35-yard line. Hope looks like they might try a little rush here to try to block this one. If the kick is away, it's a nice high kick. Mata catches the ball, and as he catches the ball, flag goes down away from the play. 14 and 94 were pushing each other a little bit, and that's where the flag went down. Now, who gave the first push, or who did the official see? I'm not sure. It didn't have anything to do with the play, actually. It was about 8 yards away. So it looks like he's pointing to the Flying Dutchman, and the official didn't pick up the ball to walk it off. Now he does. And it's going to be placed on the 29-yard line in Hope College territory. So I believe it's going to be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. One running back in the backfield, Jackson. They give it to Jackson. He heads off tackle, but there's no hole there whatsoever. Kind of botched up as everything got close together as he got to the line of scrimmage, and Lewis Danzy made the stop as he just kind of broke through. Slow moving play as the guards pulling that time. We're a little late getting out there, and Jackson had to wait. So a loss of two on the play. It'll be second down and 12. Brown is the wing on the right side. Breinert. And Atwell with the fake. Fires to Breinert. And a good defensive play. Some of the guys on the sideline out there wanted to pass interference, but the official didn't think so. I didn't think so either, but they were just trying to help him out a little bit. So it'll be third down and 12 for the Flying Dutchman. The ball back on the Hope College 26-yard line. As Atwell looks to the sidelines, body comes back in. Boersma out for the Flying Dutchman. You think maybe they'll have body covered this time? I'd bet about four guys on him. Breinert splits out to the right. Body goes wide to the left. As Atwell sprints out, looks, fires the football, and it is caught as he inbounds. I believe the official is going to give it to him on the 41-yard line, and that should be enough for a first down. And it's Atwell who now is laying on the ground. The official standing right there with him, but no flag for a roughing of the passer or anything like that. I'm not sure.
And Connor Purcell makes his fourth reception for a first down. His fourth reception of the ball game. This one good for a first down. That was third and long, and Hope College continues to do a great job in third down situations.
He was hit just as he released that football and quickly warming up on the sidelines and getting ready because he has to come out at least to play.
Yep, Michael.
T.J. Van Dyken will be coming in for the Flying Dutchman.
Looks okay from here. It's tough to say. He was shaken up on the play, walking off. Michael's walking off under his own power. But
it's one of those that knocks the wind out of you, probably.
Took a hard hit. So T.J.'s coming into this ball game. Tough job. A backup at any possession has to be ready every second.
First and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. On their own 41-yard line, T.J. Van Dyken at the controls now for the Flying Dutchman. Goes back, hands it off, and gives to Boersma on the draw play, but Trine was waiting for him.
So Hope right now with backups at quarterback and at tailback. Atwell went out of this game in 10 out of 14, no interceptions, two touchdowns, 170 yards. And looks like he's back in the ball game.
Caleb Nitz made the stop.
Atwell returns, Ron.
Yeah.
Good to see him come back in the ball game. It's better to know that he's not injured.
Second down and 13 for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell with a quick little flip on the outside to Breinert, and Breinert picks up about five on the play. Oh, that's Kroll. They're built about alike. I think Kroll might be a little bit taller. Kroll's out of Grand Haven. He's a sophomore. And it'll be third down and a long five.
Vincent Boddy, five catches, 152 yards, two touchdowns. Can you say La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game? Just a thought.
Just a thought. Atwell back to throw. Fires a shot out there to Kroll, who has it on the 40-yard line. And they're going to call him down. The ball was taken away. No, they're going to give it to Trine.
Yikes.
Trine took that ball away. And they're going to give it to Trine.
That's one you'd want to see a replay. Wow. Both players were going to the turf, and it looks like Kroll let go of the ball, and that's recorded as a fumble. First turnover of the ball game for Hope College. And Trine will take possession of the football right on their own 40-yard line, the left hash mark.
Hope with a 28-7 lead, 9:32 left in this third quarter. As Trine comes out with two wideouts, one running back in the backfield, the handoff to Gunn. Gunn slides off the right side, gets away, and picks up about 7 yards on the play. Kloss was in chase on the far side. And they're back up, they being trying, they're back up on the line of scrimmage. Hope defense doesn't have a chance to look. And again, the handoff to Gunn, and Gunn drops the football. Loose football on the turf. Let's see who's got this one. Looks like trying. Quarterback got back on it. It'll be third down and three.
8:57, third quarter. Hope 28, Trine 7. Trine scored the first possession of this football game, but has not been able to put any points on the board since that time. Hope defense doing the job.
Ball is to D and gives it to Gunn, and Gunn is trying to fight his way.
No, sir.
Four white shirts, and he picked up maybe a yard at best on the play.
And I'm curious to see what Coach Matt Land does on this fourth and two situation. Doesn't look like they're going to punt. Looks like they may go for it. Hope stuffed Trine on a fourth down situation in the second quarter where it was fourth and 6 inches. Didn't go for the sneak, went for the dive, and the Hope defense stopped them cold. Here goes Trine again, fourth and two. Here's Ron.
Quick little out pass. Fake to Gunn. Gunn looks to the far side and throws over.
No, sir.
Incomplete. He trapped it. It was incomplete. They're having a lot of help right down below us. This Hope College crowd is really into it, and they were indicating an incompleted pass from up here in the about four rows all on their feet at the same time.
Good-sized crowd from Hope, in the hundreds for sure. A good big crowd for Trine across the way. Well, Trine didn't want to run that one. Matt Land said, man, we got stuffed in the second quarter, so they did a little play action, and D looked over the middle, but that catch was no good. Second time this ball game, Hope has the big defensive fourth down play.
Atwell at the controls. Hand off to Borsma. Borsma off the right side and works his way up to, I should say, down to the 45-yard line as Hope is in Trine territory. So a pickup of about three on the play. It'll be second down and seven for the Flying Dutchman. And if they can take some time off the clock and they're able to run the football, that's good too. Body comes to the right. Breinert goes to the left. One running back. Atwell fakes to him. He's being chased. Fires the ball. Finds the big man open again. Connor Parcell takes it on the 30. Gets down to the 25. And Atwell takes another hit. But no flag from the official.
Connor Parcell enjoying his best game as a receiver in this season. That was his fourth catch. He's well over 60 yards in receptions. His long was 23 yards. This one's going to be close. Michael Atwell, by the way, we talk a lot about those La Persona Salon Spa player of the game. Atwell now 13 out of 18, 256 yards, three touchdown passes. Hello.
Coach Krebs having a little conversation with the referee as he walked down the sideline. First and 10, Atwell sprints out to the left side, looks, fires an open man on the 10, down to the 5 is Breinert. Body was open also on that play, but Breinert makes the catch and takes it down to the 5-yard line. Al is starting to look more and more like Trine is saying, well, this is going to be defeat number 5, as they don't seem to be as fired as
what they were. That is a good point. They're not playing at the caliber that they did in the first half.
So it's first and goal to go for the Flying Dutchman on the 5-yard line. 6:28 left in the third quarter. Motion man is Breinert. Hand off to Zach Borsma down to about the 3.
I'd like to see Zach score one.
So it'll be second down and 3 for Hope College. He's marking something out there with his hat. Yeah, they're actually putting it between the 3 and the 4. So we'll call it 4. Make sure it's well into the end zone. Flying Dutchman out. I formation. Two wideouts. Breinert and Kroll. Breinert comes in motion. Pitches back. And Zach Borsma.
Come on, Zach.
For the
get in the end zone.
In the end zone.
Zach Borsma scores his first touchdown of the season on a sweep around the right side following his fullback. And Hope College scores again with 5:35 in the third quarter and increases their lead over the Trine Thunder, who look like they're going to make it a ball game for a lot of this contest. But Hope now 34, Trine 7, and Evan Finch comes in to see if he can make it perfect.
Snap is good. The kick is up in the air, and it's good.
And the fine place kicker, MIAA Special Team Player of the Week last week, is 5 for 5 kicking PAT. Zach Borsma in for Sean Jackson, filling in at that tailback spot. Jackson's got a injured ankle. Didn't look too bad. He tried to come back in the big game, and he was favoring it. Borsma's come in and scored the touchdown from his tailback spot. And Hope College taking control of this one. 5:35, third quarter. Flying Dutchman lead 35-7.
A lot of emotion on this Hope College sideline right now with that last touchdown, and they think that that might seal it for them. There's a lot of smiles and lots of huddled patting on the back, and Hope will kick off. 5:35 left in the third quarter, 35-7, Hope College with the lead. Mick with the kickoff. Kicks this one down to about the 1. Taken at the 1 to 10, 15, 20, cuts it up the middle, has some running room, one man to beat, and Aaron Mick, made the tackle. He was the only man left, and we've seen that happen a few times this year where he's been the only guy left, and he's been a very sure tackler. Tackle made on the 45-yard line in drying territory. So Aaron Mick. And the official moves it up and puts it just shy of the 50. So Trine will get the football, trailing 35-7. D has an I formation. Hands it off up the middle to Gunn. Gunn works his way across the 45 to about the 43. And so it's going to be about a 2nd and 3 for the flying, or for the Thunder on the Hope College 43. Thunder running without a huddle, as they've been doing all ball game, and sometimes they hurry it, sometimes they don't. And they're trying to hurry a little bit, but it's not working very well. D is back about 5 yards. Gets a snap, hands it to Gunn. Gunn on the sweeper on the outside. Gets some yardage, picks up the first down, gets down to the Hope College 35. So taking to the ground now. Trine is trying to work the ball on the ground. They don't have that much time. As they quickly again come back into the huddle situation, but kind of mingle around and finally get set. I formation, D is a quarterback, 1st and 10, fakes it to Gunn, gets pressure on the backside and throws it away. Now, there was nobody there, and if he was in the box yet, it will be a penalty, but the referee says nope. He just calmly walks around and disagrees with you. So it'll be a 2nd down and 10 for the Thunder. And it looks like we have a new quarterback, Jerry. Brandon Ruse. Fumble! And I think Hope College has it.
Tough start for a new quarterback, Ron. That's what happens so many times.
Tim Claus from Saugatuck on top of the football for the Flying Dutchman, and Hope takes over on their own 20, or on their own 32-yard line. 31 now as the official moves it back a yard. So Hope College has it back. First play for the number 2 QB for Trine. He's a freshman, 6'4", 175 pounds. Atwell comes back out for the Flying Dutchman. Says Breinart wide to the right, body wide to the left. Borsma's the tailback. Hand off to Borsma. Borsma tries to get to the outside, has trouble, and is going to be hit just shy of the 30-yard line. a loss on the play of about a yard. So it's going to be, well, they're saying 2 yards. It'll be second down and 12 for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell comes to the sideline, picks up a play. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Hope with a 35-7 lead. Reinert left, body right. Atwell at the controls. Fakes, rolls out, gets pressure, and he's going to eat it. He's going to eat it back on the 20-yard line as he had plenty of pressure out there, and he wasn't going to make the mistake of just throwing it up for grabs and letting try and pick it off. He dropped down and took the sack. It'll be third down and half the football field the way it looks. The ball's on the Hope College 19-yard line. And it looks like about 25 to go for the first down. Atwell goes to the gun. Straight back, fires it. Intercepted! Intercepted on the 31-yard line. And again, Atwell gets up slowly. Michael Spears with the interception for the Thunder. So the Thunder get the ball back.
Ron, in the third quarter, Kalamazoo 14, Adrian nothing.
Ooh.
And in the third quarter as well, it's Albion 21, Olivet 14.
Well, that's close.
So those ball games can go any place, but yeah. That Kalamazoo leading Adrian is impressive.
So the Thunder with the football. Ruse back in at quarterback. They give it to Gunn, and he has dropped for about a 3-yard loss. Klaus again getting through there for the Flying Dutchman. A lot of help on the inside from Steve Gerger. And it's a loss of one, only it'll be second down and 11. Lining up on the wrong side for the Thunder was Durham, and they had to get him across the width of the field. Back is Ruse. Nobody to throw to. Tries to run. Gets a corner. And runs out of bounds.
Gerger just couldn't catch up with him. He chased him for 25 yards. Ran him out of bounds.
No gain on the play. But he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third down and 10. Corner coming back into the ball game for the Thunder. Ruse stays at quarterback. And the freshman calls the play and seems a little confused as to what's happening, at least the players do. Six on the play clock. And finally a timeout is called by the time.
The trying offense was just discombobulated. They didn't know which direction they were going. The young quarterback was not sure what was going to happen on that one. So Coach Land wisely called a timeout and got young Nick Muir over to talk to. Hope College has taken control of this one. We were talking at halftime saying Trine is very much in this ball game, trailing 21-7, but showing that they could move the ball effectively in that first half. They didn't punt the entire first half. They had two field goals that were unsuccessful. They scored the first time they had the ball, but it doesn't look like the Trine coaching staff was able to convince their young team that how close they were in this contest. And Hope came out and just took control in this second half, scoring two unanswered touchdowns and increasing their lead 35-7.
So Ruse back to throw, throws a little swing pass that is incomplete. So it'll bring up a fourth down for the Thunder. Nice big tall quarterback. He's 6'4". So you can, you know, he can see over the linemen to find open receivers, things like that. But looks like he needs experience out there.
Well, sophomore quarterback Robert Kish is lining up, is warming up down on the sideline. Don't know if he's doing that on his own or Coach Krebs asked him to get ready.
Ruse back to throw, fires a bullet out there that was almost intercepted. And thought he had the shot at the ball, Tim Claus. So it'll bring up a first down for the Flying Dutchman as they try an offense with their freshman quarterback not able to move the football. 1:27 left in the third quarter. Hope with a 35-7 lead will take possession of the ball in their own territory.
Michael Atwell still running the show for the Flying Dutchman, who lead 35-7, 1:27 third quarter. Crucial MIAA for the MIAA contest for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, setting up a big season finale in 2 weeks against Albion.
One running back, and right up the middle goes Zach Borsma, and he gets to the line of scrimmage. That's about it.
Sean Jackson out with an injured ankle. No reason for him to return to the ball game. Borsma doing a nice job in relief. Scored his first touchdown of the season a few minutes ago.
Good defensive front four for Trine. It's the same four that played last year against the Flying Dutchman. Second and 10. Atwell gives to the draw on Borsma, has some running room, gets to the 40, and up to about the 42. It's going to be just shy of that first down. And it'll be third and about one.
Coming down to the end of the third quarter, just a half a minute away before the third quarter ends. We'll go into the last stanza of this one, a ball game that Hope has controlled in this second half.
Now you can hear the fans below us. Let's go, Hope. Hand off to Borsma.
Oh, baby.
Gets the first down as he slips through a nice hole. Wasn't able to move very far.
Yeah, far enough for the first down. The chains are moving. Zach Borsma was moving. And I thought he hit that off-tackle hole on the right side very effectively. The Hope College offense run into the short side of the field. And Zach Borsma, who's taken over the workhorse role for the Flying Dutchman, picks up a first down, keeps the chains moving, keeps the clock running. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Hope leads us one 35-7, and you are listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Football, where Hope College is setting the stage for a final game showdown in 2 weeks against the Albion Brits. We don't know how the Brits will do it. Now, we'll keep you tabs on that, keep you up to date on that score as well if we can find them. But Hope College, with 15 minutes to play, is leading Trine 35-7.
First and 10 for the Flying Dutchman up on their own 47-yard line. Zach Borsma, the lone running back for the Flying Dutchman. Connor Parcells switches left to right. Atwell with a quick pass to body, but the ball was thrown high and far, so nobody got close to it. James Gregory was the closest one, and he didn't have a shot.
Kalamazoo threatening Adrian today, threatening to give Adrian their second loss in the league and second consecutive loss as Adrian fell to Olivet last week. Kalamazoo leading that one 14-0 third quarter. And Olivet is right in that Albion game. Albion leading Olivet 21-14.
Offset eye to the left for Atwell. Two wideouts on the left side. Four-man defensive front. Pressure. Ooh, had it called right as the cornerback was coming. Flattened Atwell and had the open man, but it was Brown who was out there but didn't catch it. Fullback just down through the line of scrimmage and out in the flat for about 5 yards, and everything worked perfectly except that Brown forgot to catch the football.
Connor Purcell, 4 catches today for 72 yards. I'm looking for him right now.
Yeah, well, back with Twins. Gets pressure as they send the safeties. And Atwell goes down on the 40-yard line.
And Parcell was wide open across the middle, but Michael didn't have this long to throw the ball. And there was a stunt on, a blitz on, and it worked effectively for Trine. And Dean DeVries is going to be called upon to punt the ball away. He only has one punt in this contest, the leading punter in the MIAA, averaging just around 40 yards per punt.
Casey Ebert was the man that made the sack. Snap is good. The kick is away.
Yeah. Hell.
High kick and no fair catch. Yeah, he called a fair catch and caught it. Hope stopped in time because it looked like they were, you know, going to get involved a little bit.
And that was about 41 yards. And once again, Dean does that important job of giving his team good field position, moving Trine all the way back to their own 23, where it will be first and 10. 14-10 left in this ball game.
So the Thunder, with their freshman quarterback, Ruse, turns. They give it to Gunn. He fumbles the football. Lindemuller's fighting with it to try to get the ball, but I think he got it back. Lindemuller a little bit late getting there and trying to get the ball, and he's being helped up. And they're going to give it to Trine. Loss of 3 on the play. So it'll be second down and 13. Two wideouts come to the right side. I formation. Quarterback is back. Fakes. Fires a quick pass out in the flat to corner, and he is stopped short of the first down. As Druger was there making the stop after he caught the football. But Greg Corner is the leading receiver for Trine this afternoon. It'll be third down, then along 7 for the Thunder. 13 minutes left in the ball game. Hope with a 35-7 lead. Ruse back in the gun. Fakes, goes back to throw, gets some pressure, tucks the football, runs. Probably got back to the line of scrimmage again. The loose football rounds around and...
No,
flags
don't
go
do that.
Flying, and we got a little wrestling match besides.
A little frustration. Every official threw his yellow flag. Don't know who that will be called on.
DeCesar in, kind of keeping law and order for the Hope Gullies Flying Dutchman out there.
Hope trying to move their record to 7-2 overall. More importantly, 4-1 in the MIAA. Just Adrian has defeated Hope College in that first MIAA contest. But the Flying Dutchman can stay very much in the thick of the race for the MIAA Conference Championship with this win here at Trine.
This one's going against Trine, Jerry.
Hope leading 35-7. Yeah, after that play, players came up swinging. We couldn't see what was happening from here, but Trine has assessed the sportsmanship penalty. Trine 3-4 overall. Trine has not won an MIAA game this year. They're looking to go 0-4 in the league. Trine, the champions, three successive years, 08, 09, and 10.
They'll be punting from the end zone. Snap is good. The kick. It's a wobbly kick. Mahdi comes up, makes the catch, and he gets away from the first man. He gets into Trine territory and about the 42-yard line. So if he gets away from that first man, he can pick up some yardage. But, boy, it's a dangerous situation when you catch those punts and you've got a guy about two steps away. And Augie was able to get around him, so he did pick up a nice return of about 15 yards.
Mata, just a sophomore. What a good specialist he is. He's taken on that tough receiving role so well. he's going to have lots of action and lots of ways to help Hope College in the future.
First and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on the Trine 42. Atwell has Boersma at running back, sprints out to his left, hands the ball to Boersma. Boersma heads to the right side on a little draw kind of play. It was almost run like a counter, but it was a, so they just went back and kind of a draw, and it went to the right side. Pick up a 5 on the play. It'll be second down and 5.
You made a good observation, I think, that Trine is just not the same ball club in the second half as they were in the first half. They played Hope very strong offensively and defensively in the first half, but just has not looked like the same ball club here in the second half, and has allowed Hope, and a lot of that credit goes to the Flying Dutchman, just to take control of this ball game.
And off to Boersma on the draw, gets inside the 30-yard line. That's enough for a first down for Hope.
And that officially makes Zach Boersma one of my nominees for the La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game. Zach has come in for an injured Sean Jackson and just really held down that tailback job well, scoring his first touchdown of the season. And Hope now just grinding away. Use the clock, chew up the yards, do what you do when you've got a big lead.
Yeah, they're just running the clock down now. They're just, you know, 10, 9.
Yep.
They'll wait till about 3 ticks are left on the clock before they'll snap the football each time. Atwell, quick pitch to Boersma. Gets away from one. Now he's formed on, and they drive him out of bounds. About 3 guys on him.
Fourth quarter now. Kalamazoo hangs on to that 14 to, well, Adrian has scored 10. 14 to 10 now. So Adrian's coming back in that one.
So a loss of one on the play.
Albion 35, Olivet 21 in the fourth quarter. Looks like Albion could win that one over Olivet. Olivet's making a game of it, though.
Second down and 11 for the Flying Dutchman, just taking their time. Ball resting in Trine territory on the 30-yard line. Atwell, quick pass out, and that might have been tipped just a little bit. He was going to get that quick outside pass, that little down and out. And I think somebody just reached out and tipped the football. So it'll bring up a third down in just over 10 yards for the first down. 10:25 left in the ball game. Flying Dutchman with the lead, 35-7. Atwell taking his time. He's working out of the gun with Boersma to his right. Boersma hands it off to Zach. Or Atwell hands it off to Boersma, and Boersma straight ahead. I don't think he got the first down. And we got another little pushy shovey.
This would
be fourth and 5.
This would be about a 42-yarder for Evan Finch. Would he be called upon to kick?
No, they're going to go for it, I'm quite sure.
Finch is one field goal away from tying the all-time record for Hope College in that category.
Brown comes in now as a blocker for Atwell. Atwell fires it to the outside. Breinert caught it. Is he inbounds? The official, no signal, but the coaches across the way, of course, are calling it incomplete. Now he calls it complete in the first down.
We talked about that before the game. In pros, you have to have both feet down. In college, just 1 foot down, 1 foot down. Get my plurals and singulars mixed up there. And Breinert did a good job of maintaining possession, getting his foot down, and picking up the first down.
Brandon Zervis now in at tailback for the Flying Dutchman. Seeing his first action at the tailback spot in this ball game. He's been there before. And the whistle blows. Flag is down in the middle of the line.
Atwell still at quarterback. Droppers still in that left guard position. Most of that starting unit still in for the Flying Dutchman.
5-yard penalty against the Dutchman. Not seeing an indication as to what it's for, but probably an illegal procedure. So it'll be 1st and 15. Body goes in motion across formation. Quick pitch on the outside to Zervis. He is tripped up as he got to the line of scrimmage. Not much of a gain. Michael Spears came in. Nice low tackle. And he was able to, you know, go airbound, but only got about 2 yards on it. Borsma adds a little tape to the repertoire, and then it goes back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
Watch Roger Thompson that last. You know, those linemen just don't get their numbers called a whole lot. The big sophomore on the right side, just a very consistent player throughout this season.
It's quite a combination, Livingway and Thompson on the right side, 285, 270. Sophomore and junior. Atwell, three-step drop, a quick pass out to Body on the left side, who picks up maybe three. Stays in bounds so that the clock runs. It was third down and about eight for the Flying Dutchman. Clock's at 7:25, 35-7, Hope with the lead.
Hope working the clock now just as much as they're working the offense.
Atwell kind of stands there with his arms folded, watching the play clock tick down. Crowell goes wide to the right. Reinert goes wide to the left. Twins in the backfield. Atwell hands it off to Borsma. Borsma cuts up and gets just inside the 15-yard line. That'll bring up another fourth down, and this time I think they're going to go for the field goal. So the ball is on the 15-yard line in Trine territory, and Finch is out.
Finch has made 9 field goals on the season, one short of the school record. Trails only Doug Cooper and Dai Dang. So he can go down in the record books if he can make this. Nope.
It's blocked. It's blocked. Ball rolls into the end zone, and it's going to be down by Trine.
3 unsuccessful field goals in this ball game. 2 by Trine, 1 by Evan Finch. And you don't see Finch get his kicks blocked. He usually has a very fast release, gets them up in the air quickly. But that field goal attempt by Evan Finch was blocked. And Hope College defense comes on the field. But with 6:15 left in this ball game, Hope College fans can be confident with their 35-7 lead that the Flying Dutchman will move to 7-2 overall and 4-1 in the MIAA.
Trine went over to the sidelines. I don't know if they called a timeout there or not. 6:15 left. Brandon Ruse, the freshman in at quarterback, back in the gun for the Thunder. Fakes a handoff, goes back, fires the football. It is caught by corner, and Druger fell down as he made an attempt at that one, and so did the man who caught it, corner. Otherwise, he had clear territory beyond him, but he slipped as Druger slipped, and both of them went down. But it's a first down for the Thunder. Up on there, about their 39-yard line. And it looks like the Thunder getting in one of their seniors. Number 44 gets a big hand from the crowd here at...
If Kalamazoo beats Adrian today, Ron, and if Adrian beats Albion next week, Hope could beat Albion for sole possession of the MIAA.
And right up the middle, and having a nice shot up that middle, for the Thunder is number 25, and that is a freshman running back, Frank Vukolo.
Any way you stack it, the game in 2 weeks. You want to put that down on your calendar right now. Last home game of the season for Hope College. And that MIAA championship ramifications are on the line. 1 o'clock Smith Stadium, 2 weeks from today. Ron and I will be there. Hope to see you.
Hand off, flag goes down, and the ball carrier is driven out of bounds. Fukudo was the ball carrier. But that flag went down, a holding penalty against the Thunder. Ruth throws the ball very well. His faking has much to be desired from a coaching standpoint.
We're talking about what an important role that is for the quarterback. That's something that Michael Atwell does so well, you just take for granted. Everybody talks about how well a quarterback throws the ball, but handling the ball, running that offense, just as important. Atwell fools us on those play actions all the time.
So the Thunder, after a 10-yard penalty, will be first and 20 for the Thunder, 4:44 on the clock. Handoff up front, and Verguzio gets across the 50-yard line, very close to where the original line mark was for the first down, so it'll be a second down and 10.
Nate Massa working hard for the Hope College Flying defense, holding down that nose guard position, plugging up the inside, limiting that gain.
So Bird is in at the defensive end. Mazza's next to him. Russo back in the gun. You'd think he was almost running out the clock. Fake, quick pass to corner, and the corner gets away from one man, two men, gets to the 30-yard line and spins to about the 28. So corner got away from about two or three guys there. Nate Massa was the one who followed him down and made the tackle.
Yeah, that was the first time that the Hope defense looked a little lackadaisical on their tackling. 3:43 left in the ball game. Got to play hard, play strong, right to the end.
Beasley's in at one of the linemen position. Roos at the quarterback, turns, hands it off for Kudo, and he heads to the outside, and he gets down to the 20-yard line before Kirby Crook made the stop for the Flying Dutchman on about the 20. It'll be second down and 3 for the Thunder. 3 minutes left. Thunder moving the football at this point. Ruzzi back in the gun. And the fake rolling out to the right side is Ruzzi. Has corner coming across, and Caesar saw him come, and they both met about the same time that the football got there. And I think both of them were paying attention to each other. Neither won the football. They knew that it was going to be a hit right there, and the receiver and the defender both kind of looking away.
Hope led this one 21-7 at half. And at halftime, we talked about how Trine was very much in the ball game, but Hope just took charge in this second half, scoring 14 unanswered points. And just on defense, shutting down the Thunder. Trine able to generate a little drive here in the late going. But with 2:47 left, Hope's got this win under their belts.
Kuzo was brought down right on the 20-yard line. He did not get the first down. The Caesars in on the tackle. One Schrader also there. You going to try another field goal? Looks that way.
This will be the third attempt. Keck is 0 for 2. This one would be a long one from 37-yarder.
Ball, kick is blocked.
Oh, it's a live ball. We know that.
Picked up by the Flying Dutchman, and one of the linemen had it as he headed downfield, and he is celebrating. Taylor Meyer was able to pick that one up.
Boy, oh boy, I bet the place kicker, Keck, for trying is just going to want to go spend a long time in a hot shower after this one. 0 for 3, 3 blocked field goals. He hasn't come close. And one. Hope College could just grind it out here. Minute 55, Hope's going to have the football. And Hope College is going to pick up this MIAA win. I'm trying to find out how their other MIAA schools are doing.
Looks like a penalty is going to go against Hope. Usually we watch the referee out there, and he doesn't really motion as to the signal for the penalty as to what it is. He lets.
Looks like Albion is going to beat Olivet, so Albion's going to remain undefeated in the MIAA. Hope's got this victory wrapped up over Trine, but the one that I just don't know about, it's listed as Kalamazoo over Adrian, 14-10. That would be huge. That's a fourth quarter score.
So the referees has some help out there, but one of the guys with the football is wandering around. He has yet to find a place to put it down. Now we're going to try that again.
And this is the last thing that this football game needs right now.
So he moves it 5 yards back.
Both teams want to get on and play and get this one over with. Don't want any kind of delays.
DJ Van Dyke.
DJ's out there. Yep. Good.
Gives it to Boersma, and Boersma gets to the 35-yard line. So the clock will tick down. I want to see TJ throw a pass. I don't know if he's thrown one yet this season.
Zach Boersma's carried the ball 19 yards, filling in for the injured Sean Jackson. 19 carries for Zach Boersma from that tailback spot. 42 yards, one big touchdown. First touchdown of the season for Zach. Good to see TJ in, running from the gun. Oh, under center, I'm sorry.
High formation, takes a look, 6 seconds left on the play clock. Again, the handoff to Boersma. He gets to the 39-yard line. Nice pickup for second down. Hope we'll have a third and about three.
Sean Jackson left this ball game in the first half. 11 carries, 54 yards, one touchdown. That was a 21-yard dash. Jackson went out with an ankle injury. He came back in the game briefly, but it looked tender, and Boersma was running well, and Hope was getting in control of the ball game, and Boersma has stayed in at that tailback spot, filling in admirably.
Now they're just going to drop on a knee.
Hope's in the victory offense, going to take a knee, and that's going to be all she wrote for this ball game. Hope College is going to defeat Trine. Hope moves to 7-2 overall, 4-1 in the MIAA. We'll be back with the stats for this Hope College victory after we take a break and remind you you're listening to Hope College Football, 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.